Hello.
I'm going to record this. This is our teleclass. It will be on the Sun website, and today we have the honor of having Alfonso Medina, and those of you who were at the retreat know what I mean when I say the honor. Alfonso is right now the only active other Master Sun Coach trainer, and it takes a lot to get to that level. Others are coming close, but Alfonso is the only one right now. And his topic is just something that will pull you in, coaching uncertainty with confidence. Hi, Peggy. We are recording this. So I'm going to ask everyone who is not on mute to please go on mute. And then we will begin. If you're not on mute, I will put you on mute. Yikes. Susan, please mute. Hi, Paola. Glad you are here. Ciao. Susan, please mute yourself. Peggy, please mute yourself.
I did mute.
Okay. Who's that? Scott? No, that's Nahum. Hi. Please mute yourself. Renata, hello. Yeah, I can't mute. Okay, let me invite you to begin as I go on mute. Alfonso.
Okay, shall I start? Thank you. By looking all the attendees, the only thing that I can say is thank you very much. I also feel honored with your presence. And this is what I'm going to invite you to exercise presence. And the excuse will be, well, the title of the presentation. Trust, coaching uncertainty with confidence. What do I mean with this? Nothing. It may appear that the solution for coaching with uncertainty, that coaching uncertainty is confidence. However, I'm not sure. You know what I mean? What do you think could be the clue for coaching with uncertainty? Please unmute if you want to collaborate with me. Alan?
So, to coach with uncertainty for me requires me to be confident of my place in the universe, in the world. For me, life is all about uncertainty, and it's a constant state. So you just have to be comfortable where I have to be comfortable where I'm at. And with that, I can be comfortable with clients' uncertainty.
Okay. So if I understood you correctly, that will be more an attitude of being confident in your own life, confident with the universe, you said.
Mm-hmm. And I guess that also implies confident that in the end it'll be okay. Whatever the outcome, it will be okay, which is, requires an extraordinary level of
Just
requires us to put a lot of faith.
Thank you, Alan. anyone?
Enter your participant ID followed by pound. Otherwise, just press pound to continue. You are in the Zoom meeting now. There are over 10 participants in the meeting.
Okay.
Please, everyone mute if you are not on mute, unless you are speaking. There are some that I cannot mute from the control, so I'm not sure how to handle those people. Thank you. I think people have figured it out. Sorry, Alfonso.
Oh, that's fine. That's part of the game I want to play today, and I suggest that we all play loving uncertainty.
Alfonso, about the uncertainty, there's a lady, she cannot hear each other. She's thinking that to call again the phone, so perhaps she does know that she should mute the system.
Okay.
But now it seems okay. Now it's okay.
Thank you, Max.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Why do I bring coaching uncertainty? And what you understand when I say coaching uncertainty?
Well, I guess that you can meet everything while you are attending the coaching meeting. So you cannot guess this lady is. You should not.
I should not. Sorry.
No, because that was again the lady with the appeared probably with the problem with the mute. So I couldn't hear you. I said that you cannot forecast what is happening in the meeting. So that's the reason about the uncertainty. But I read your brief, and I agree with you that there is something that that will happen during the meeting. It's also something that will give to the coach something for him to it's the moment for him to learn something that is arriving during the coaching session.
Mm-hmm.
The most important is to be there, to be near the customer, to be near the coachee, and with our presence.
Mm-hmm. That's one perspective, how to coach clients' uncertainty. Another aspect that I would invite you to consider is coaching our own uncertainty.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Our feeling of uncertainty.
Alfonso?
Yes.
Paola. If we can consider something that could be, let's say, a risk for us, so in a certain way, some uncertainty, we could also trust that in the uncertainty could be the seeds of something new. So the uncertainty could be the beginning of something new in another level. So if we can trust, as you told before, if we have the attitude to think about the uncertainty as a wonderful moment for you as a coach and for the client, maybe we can together discover something nice.
Right, great.
I'd like to add to that I think the key is that you trust the process that you're coaching others to go through or yourself, that the process is going to bring you to your own place of truth, and that is where your confidence should be.
Okay, to trust the process will be a key for coaching uncertainty. Mm-hmm. So far we have trusting the universe, so to speak, that everything is going to be well, trusting the process.
I just want to add, to trust your abilities and your resources, that you're resourceful.
Okay, trust in ourselves as coaches. And probably if I understood, Max was focusing on trusting the client and his own resources. Right?
Yes, that was the double side, the client and also the universe. Yes, that was there.
Mm-hmm.
I have anything one else? That's a little different. If I really get honest with myself, I have a belief that everything is uncertain.
Sorry, everything is?
Uncertain.
Uh-huh.
And that means letting go of my belief that things are certain, that I know anything, that I can predict anything. Now, this is in the head realm.
Great. And that's why I was inviting to call the love for uncertainty. Because more than being an aspect of our lives, an aspect of a coaching session, an aspect of the client's process, I see uncertainty as the essence, as the playground where everything happens. So going to advancing my conclusion, if we love coaching, we should love uncertainty. And I say we should, as a must, as a principle, because the more we love uncertainty, the more we play with it, or we will be able to play and create that context that Paola was mentioning, in which many new things may happen. It is said that the coach should keep an attitude of not knowing. Well, for me that is not enough. I assume that the attitude of not knowing will be useful, of course. However, not knowing brings me very little emotion in order to develop an attitude that can create something new. It's not only that I try to be in the not knowing position, it's going a little bit further. It's that I love not knowing. That I love uncertainty more than certainty. And probably someone may be thinking, well, those are beautiful words. But in the end, how do I handle uncertainty in my life?
I have a comment about the... Can you hear me all right?
Perfect, Charlotte.
Good, okay. One of the things that I fear in life is fundamentalism, which is the absolute certainty that certain things are true no matter what. And they are, at this point, I believe, very destructive in our world. I applaud what you're doing here, Alfonso. I think it's brilliant and very welcome to me.
Well, thank you, Charlotte. As you started talking, I thought, well, I am stating things as if they were as if they were true, and Charlotte has put the finger in my on target. Say, well, how can you be certain about this? That loving uncertainty is better. Okay? Of course, what I'm talking about is just inviting you to consider. And one of the things I would like to invite you is to reflect on how do you in your own life handle uncertainty.
May I, Anna Maria from Italy?
Ciao, hola Anna Maria. Ciao.
Hola. Ciao. It's very difficult to handle uncertainty because our brain is built in a way that through certainty, it can manage the things. Without certainty, it has some problems. So I think it's a very big issue because this is one of the results from the psychological studies. So to be confident in uncertainty means that the person has a very strong self-confidence. And I think that this also can be helped through the coaching method, the Sun coaching method, which is a very good method that helps us to be more self-confident. The other thing that you said, I think it's very important, is to have the confidence in the universe that if you are, doing something positive for your client, you have a positive attitude, you love your client, you love your work, you love what you are doing, you should not be afraid about uncertainty because you trust the universe and you are sure of what you are doing, that you are producing something of value. And as I told also Paola and Max and the other participant, it's very important always to be, I don't know how to say in English, I think the objective is humble. As said Paola, that we can always learn something new, and especially also from our clients, that our client is always like a mirror, no? We say we are anyway mirroring some aspects of us. So going to your subject, loving coaching implies loving uncertainty as much as believing in coaching implies believing in the client's inner wisdom. I think this is the key. Also to trust that anyway each of us has inside the wisdom to know which is the best way to follow in our life, and we have as a coach a very, very important and a strong how do you say task, which is help the client to find it really being trusting in uncertainty. I mean, I don't know if I explain well. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Anna. Maria.
Alfonso?
Sí? Yes.
Can I share something? Sí. The minute you ask this question, I felt that there is a contradiction between what you said before, that if we love coaching, we should love uncertainty. And then you ask, how do we handle? Why should we handle uncertainty? So for me, it's a contradiction.
Yeah, you know me well. The question behind is, the way we handle uncertainty in our lives may be influencing the way we handle uncertainty in the coaching process. And of course, one thing is that we have the attitude of loving uncertainty that may diminish the trend, our habit of, typically, when I feel uncertainty about how I am educating my son, there is an automaticity related to control everything, right? So my way of handling uncertainty in my life implies trying to put control. How will I be able to handle uncertainty in the coaching process in a different way? So the question was the tricky question.
And Alfonso, while you were asking the question, I thought for me it was very useful, one powerful question, that is what can be the biggest danger that I can afford, while I feel uncertain in personal life, I ask myself this question, and this is really helpful for me. But I guess that this is a trick for me, but I guess
Alfonso?
Sorry, I couldn't understand the last word. I understood that when you face uncertainty, you ask yourself what would be the biggest venture that I can face now. Great. Thank you. Terry?
Alfonso? As Anna Maria started to talk and then you continued and then Max, I am aware that I cannot control uncertainty in my head, brain, my thoughts. However, the only way I can do it is through my emotional brain, my heart.
Okay.
And that was an insight for me. I don't know where the intuition and gut brain falls in. I'm just taking one step at a time and learning here. But I'm sure that I have to control uncertainty in my heart. Have to control.
Control uncertainty in your heart.
Well,
you mean controlling the emotion?
Yeah, control is not the right word because it means many things.
Is it maybe your comfort stems from your place in your heart?
I have to bring my awareness to my heart when managing uncertainty, when experiencing uncertainty.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
As the administrator of this call, I just want to mention that some people are sharing their thoughts in the chat. So if you have not used Zoom or forgot to open up the chat, please feel free to do that. There's some value there as well.
Awesome. I won't be such capable of reading all the words in the chat. So excuse me for that.
I think that there is, if, what's in a word here? If instead of uncertainty, we call it learning, then we open ourselves to adventure, and instead of shutting down, we open the whole field of opportunity. And that reminded me that one of the lovely models that I've used for many years is if you draw a question mark and then process a swirl and then an aha, an exclamation point, what you get is the way that humans, it seems to me, process information. So we begin with a question, and then we search for it, and then sooner or later we find some answer. Whoops. I don't know if I'm still on or not. Aha. Swirl. Woo-hoo. And then two. And the thing about it is, thank you. The thing about it is that we get bored after we've discovered an answer. It doesn't last for long till we ask another question. So I call it the tumbleweed of learning, in that we are always wanting to discover something new. So we're always longing for uncertainty and certainty.
Okay, thank you. Jerry? Unmute, please.
Yeah, better. So, I'm not sure. But the issue is not exactly uncertainty, in my opinion. Because I remember when I was a child, a few years ago, when it was Christmas time, I knew there were presents coming. I didn't know what it could be. There was uncertainty, but it was good to me.
Mm-hmm.
So, as we said before, that uncertainty is everything. It's where my attention, in which side of uncertainty my attention goes. How I create my future. What, mm-hmm. what's going on? So it
yes.
was
in a way. Yeah. Sorry. So.
So it works in both sides. It's a pattern I'm applying, which make me focus on something I don't like, and it's uncertain.
Mm-hmm.
So a key, a clue could be realizing, take awareness about this, and as Terry said, going inside us, maybe the heart, maybe the brain, but what gives us certainty?
Thank you. Yes, awareness of what is our state of our uncertainty, and also awareness of what are our mechanisms that may trigger when we feel uncertainty. Okay? Because there are three components to in any basic exploration of behavior, which is the thought, and I believe there is a thought that provokes uncertainty, and it's what you are talking about, Jerry. Where do I focus? Where do I put my attention? And what am I thinking about that piece of the whole scenario. The second is, what is the emotion arising because of the fact that I think that something is not being understood, or is losing control, or... And the third one is, what do I do with this? What do I do with uncertainty and the emotion behind uncertainty?
So, if I can, if I understood Jerry, the uncertainty can bring a very positive emotion. It is thrilling. It is very exciting in some cases. But as I hear all our conversation, the uncertainty is now we deal uncertainty in a somehow in a negative level. It's like a thrill. When something thrills you, you can be very excited or you can be very frightened. And the thought, and now I made the connection about the thought about it makes the difference and connects you to this, to the feeling what Terry said before about the emotional brain.
Yeah.
So the thoughts are very connected to the emotion that we get from uncertainty. I love this.
Thank you, Nadia. Any?
I got a response. Uncertainty can, in this positive mood, mean engaging life with a spirit of adventure and risk, that I need to be very alert. And the best way for me to do this is to be fully present, more attuned and loving and connected with my client. Then my inner response to this bubbles up when I'm all excited and fully engaged. I get impulses and ideas, and it's sort of like something is speaking through me. And when I get used to living in this heightened state of awareness and excitement, it then becomes exciting. It's something I can trust, this sort of process of answers flowing from within my spirit. Now, the hazard that we've all experienced from this is, yeah, we adventure and we get banged, and it's hurts, and we don't want to risk again. And it's, how do we overcome this fear of being hurt again so we can be fully alive and fully engaged and be of greater service to the world as well as to grow ourselves?
Mm-hmm. So what would be that which may help us enjoy uncertainty when it comes?
I'd love to hear.
I'm sort of thinking that uncertainty is only uncomfortable when we aren't sure which values we're using to judge the circumstance. And once we have a clear set of values in our life, we can clearly delineate what the decision through that uncertainty will bring us.
Okay. What does provoke uncertainty in coaching to you?
Uncertainty in values. So I would say if you weren't sure to do A or B, the reason you're not sure is because you really haven't weighted your value system against each of them. And if you really started weighing your value system, you would fairly clearly be able to tell which one is going to be the better choice. And they may be equal. And once it's equal, the uncertainty isn't so scary. And that can go away.
So what do you think are the values that help the coach feel uncertain?
I would say process and the client. If you value the client and you value the process, you will be able to coach through uncertainty.
Mm-hmm. If you value the process, if you value the client, you will trust on the client, and so uncertainty.
Well, uncertainty just reveals it. Uncertainty is only a process.
Okay.
And so, as long as you have a way to work through a process, or you trust that a person can work through a process to get through the uncertainty, then you don't need to be afraid of it. It's only when you get to a place and you're scared and you don't have a process that you feel stymied.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what is a value higher than the values provoking uncertainty?
Well, always, I guess that it would vary person to person. And
as a coach?
As a coach, I think your value is, well, I think that would still change person to person, but I would have to, for me personally, I would own my value of respecting individuals' capacity to find their own way, as well as love and positive sort of trajectories in all things, right? You want things to be happy and all those things. So my personal goal for me is always to have sort of a broader, happier, more content world, right? And more connected. But my client may not need that. My client may feel overstretched and want things to be smaller. And so the biggest value needs to be the client and how they're going to be able to live their authentic selves.
Okay. Thank you. I'd like to hear some more opinions and perspectives.
I just wanted to add about the process that Heather talked about. I mean, this is the sun process. I mean, we're trying to figure out or helping the client facilitate their process of figuring out their guidelines for handling their uncertainty. And so the beauty of knowing uncertainty is the process, the sun process, which we help them get the results that they want in all areas of their life.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, this is Karen. I would look at myself in this situation and I would say, where is the fear coming from? Is the fear coming from my own uncertainty of being correct, of being right? Is my uncertainty coming from I'm worried about my image and what is this going to look like to someone? Am I worried about helping or not being able to help this person? So is it from my ego? Is it from my higher self? So where would that fear be coming from in the uncertainty is where I would start with in my own coaching to look at where that uncertainty might be coming from. And is it helpful or not helpful to me or to the client?
So these questions you ask yourself when?
when the question of uncertainty begins to come inside of me.
Within the meeting?
Either that, or even beforehand, if I was prepping for a consult with a client, and I had some uncertainty about the process or the person or what I was working with in that specific client's session, then I would maybe even step back for a moment and just listen to myself and say, where is that coming from?
Because during the session, that would be a long time out.
Mm-hmm.
If I ask myself where this uncertainty is coming from.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yes. And
in a sense, if I ask those questions, what would I ask them to me for?
Mm-hmm.
To find certainties?
I do believe that the more we practice that, the quicker it comes. So it might be right in front of someone that we are using that technique for ourselves to say, where is this feeling coming from? You might feel it in your heart. You might feel it in your gut. You might feel it right away to be able to say, ah, that's a fear that I'm not helping that person enough. So what do I need to do with it? That can be a very quick thinking process for you if you're used to doing that with yourself on a regular basis. So it wouldn't have to be like, oh, next time I'll talk to you about that, but I got to check in with myself first and see where this uncertainty is coming from. Not so much that, but so much that you're able to do that in your daily life so that when it comes up with a client, you're able to say, for me right now, the fear is I'm not able to help them, or the fear is they're touching something that's important to me too. And so it might be something that's of wisdom that's bringing you some kind of insight for either yourself or that client at that very moment, which is a piece of learning which others have spoken about.
I propose you a shorter way.
Yes.
And it's loving your own uncertainty. And probably having some training about what uncertainty may bring to the coaching relationship. So that rather than being curious about where this uncertainty comes from, I just accept it and go.
For me, I think of it as a relationship with uncertainty. So I like to think about it in terms of managing that relationship so it's a more positive relationship. It's a win-win. So when I hear or feel the uncertainty as a negative or a fear or something dark, I like to think of it as a gift, that it's always present. It's always there. I'm not going to get rid of it, I don't think. But how do I have a more positive, beneficial relationship with this uncertainty and accept it? You know, this is part of my life. This is part of the journey. And the message that comes to me as I say that is there are no mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do anything wrong. And once I believe that, then it becomes a friend.
Right. And then you let yourself go where your uncertainty goes.
Yeah.
Because it may open new new possibilities.
Yes.
Alfonso, as I listen to all this, I keep thinking about it's really about release and receive. Release the need of control, that piece of control, controlling the uncertainty, and to receive what might be the gift, what can you receive in the space of uncertainty? So I kind of see it as that. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you. Hey.
Oh.
Paula.
Thank you. thanks to this conversation, I realized that for me, the best gift that we can have from the uncertainty is a sort of index about our trust, really. More fear we have in front of, or when we can feel the uncertainties, if we check ourselves, we can realize, we are in the uncertainty. So the certain thing is that, for me, we are not in the trust. So it could be a wonderful gift. Aha, I can feel this. And what I realize is that it's the same when we can feel the uncertainties in our life or in the coaching. So our life could be the school, the training for coaching, and coaching could be the school for our life. who said, I know that I don't know, Socrates, we can say, I know that the certain thing is the uncertain and the gift.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you to you. Enrique?
Yeah, I think the uncertainty is the core of our business because we tend to live in the why not space.
Or not.
Or not. Well, yes, no, and now is why not? I mean, because that's the way. So for me, the key is the detachment to the expectations. We can have goals, results, but only if we live in a detachment space, we open the possibilities to the why not. Once we are attached to something, it's, in my case, it's almost automatic to try to control the process, which could be useful sometimes, but if I control, I'm losing the other possibilities, which could be better than the one I'm trying to control. So especially in coaching, if we open the space to why not, from a detachment place, in my experience is when things goes better because you don't know. Why not?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah.
The issue for me is not my own. I'm dealing with my own learning or uncertainty because I'm very comfortable there. But it is if the client hits a place of fear and how I deal with that, because it could be some deep abusive situation that suddenly, I don't know whether that's coaching or therapy then, but it is the client who concerns me, not myself.
And precisely this love for uncertainty will be one aspect that clearly distinguishes coaching from consulting, from therapy, from all the disciplines around coaching. The only one who should know how to live in uncertainty is the coach. You will never pay a therapist that is not certain about what she is advising. You will not pay a consultant that is not certain about the issue. Not a consultant. Not anyone. However, a good coach, if she is able to handle uncertainty, is working better than the coach that keeps everything under control, under expectations, under structure. So, for instance, to go down to a specific case, the typical client that comes to the meeting with the I don't know, do you want to know? I don't know. What else? You don't know, I don't know. How could a lover of uncertainty deal with this?
If you did know.
I tend to say, there's a lot of backlash these days that I'm getting. People say, if I knew, I wouldn't say I don't know. I just tend to say congratulations and then leave it quiet. And they look at me.
Yeah.
Welcome to the world.
In my case, I would recognize the client and say, maybe where you are now is not comfortable for you, but it's the best place to stay. If you don't know, everything is still open. Let's explore. Let's go to explore.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it maybe is not maybe it's not comfortable, because maybe the client needs the certainty, that the control, the idea that she or he has the control. But I would recognize and say, okay, that's a good place to stay, even if it's not comfortable or could be painful for a while.
I'm not sure if the client will
accept that. Yeah,
that is a good place to stay.
No, that's a starting point to continue with the coaching. In fact, it's the way I challenge my clients.
Mm.
So you don't know, okay, and you want to stay there for a while, or can we go farther? I mean, you decide.
Celebrating and accepting and celebrating provides a perspective that I believe is critical to change from the results perspective to the learning perspective. We need knowing in order to give solutions, and that is the result perspective. Not knowing is the beginning of the learning process. There was a famous physicist teacher that used to start the first day of the year saying, doubt is the beginning of knowledge. It is the seed for knowledge. So celebrating that my client doesn't know implies offering the client the perspective that not knowing is positive and is the first step ahead.
The great physicist Richard Feynman, Dr. Feynman, used to say he'd want to study a solution, but he'd say, don't give me the answers other people have developed, only give me the question.
Mm.
And then he would work out some phenomenal solution that was a shortcut and a brilliant contribution. So he loved the question.
Mm.
Perhaps we can use some of the teaching stories to move a client into a place of embracing the not knowing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. Charlotte? What else? If there is time. 2 minutes. Any more comments, opinions, please?
Let's say, Alfonso, the best moment for us could be when there is a big I don't know. So we will look for the I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But the question is, can we say to the client, oh, wonderful, which kind of gift you can find on this? Is it a direction question or is it a open question? In your experience, in your opinion?
Well, even if it's not a question, it would be a powerful question in the sense that it's opening the complementary perspective. Okay, probably I like to ask myself before, where is the client when he's constantly saying, I don't know? Because probably it's not a question of knowing, it's a question of having an emotion attached to a given language. This my son has taught me again. If he gets on a given emotion, any question he would say, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. Is he really not knowing? So, before entering on the other side of the not knowing, or providing the positive perspective of not knowing, I would check what is the emotion behind saying, I don't know. Typically, I don't believe my clients. Well, when they say they don't know, because it's against the only principle in coaching, so.
To say I don't know is the easy way not to access your awareness, your inner you. But I wanted to thank you to make uncertainty friendly, more friendly to us, for me. And it was powerful for me, so thank you very much.
Thank you, especially to you, because you were the actual constructors of this, whatever it was, presentation. I just love uncertainty, but I was confident that you were going to do a great play because of your generosity and wisdom. So thank you very much.
So this concludes with certainty our teleclass. Mm-hmm.